CFA-POG.
WDAKLL.
K8RUH, good morning.
Anthony, I believe it is. How you doing, Greg, over here, WDAKLL?
It is. Good morning, Greg. How you doing? Well, it's almost not morning anymore.
Yeah, you're right about that. Beautiful day today. Just planning on throwing some ribs on the grill and hanging out today.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm about 5 minutes out from my destination. I am headed to a park for a family barbecue that I'll hang out at for a little while and then head back home for a neighborhood barbecue. So all the fun today.
Oh, yeah, good deal. Yeah, the smoke will be rolling today, hopefully all over the place. I know it will be here. I'll be smoking some ribs. All right, my friend. Well, it's good hearing you out there. We'll cut you loose here. WDAKLL, be clear on your final, Anthony. Have a great day.
You too, sir. And I will, I'll be back in the car in a couple hours. I'll call out if you're hanging out, smoking ribs and listening in. Maybe I'll catch up with you later. This is K8RUH.
Sounds good, Anthony. 73s. Have a good day. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC, Jack Yutter from WD8KLL. No copy on KF8DRC, WD8KLL clear.
KF8S in the mobile.
Go ahead, Dave. KF8TIC. Good morning, Tim.
Wondering what your point is about sending packet across analog frequency. W8CMN.
Somebody doesn't know how to work their radio.
Yeah, apparently. They'll do it for a couple days now, so they don't know how to keep the APRS apparently on the VHF side.
I had a radio that would only do it on one side. I think it's this one, my Yaesu 400. And so if you had it turned on and then you changed frequency, it would continue to do it on whatever frequency you're on. It's weird. I don't remember. I don't use it, so I don't remember what the deal was. But I remember it got me once. Did you look at what site it's coming in on?
It was on the Flying Bears, but now they just switched it over to VHF, so there you go. Take that for what it's worth.
Huh, that's unusual. We get all the idiots. You guys get all the libs. Huh.
Yeah, they switched it over to VHF Lapeer, now it was on Mount Clemens.
Somebody that actually can hit Lapeer and Mount Clemens. Hmm. Somebody up in the northern reaches.
And they descended on Fenton.
We should get a few of those, what the hell are they, Krakens, put them at, strategically locate them at a few of our sites. Just remotely triangulate everything instantly.
Yep. If you're a hater and you don't like it, just go away.
I honestly think they're just stupid. You know, I don't think it's intentional.
The last one was on 3-8. There you go. Man, beautiful day out here.
Yep. You can't change that from a weather perspective. Nice puffy clouds, blue skies, beautiful temps. And it would otherwise be a beautiful day, except for I just saw my water tank seems to be leaking.
Your water tank? You haul water?
Yep. I don't know what it is. I'm hoping it's just something. Hope it's the release valves. Because it's just a trickle. But I got to investigate. Didn't put that damn water tank in all that long ago.
Man, I thought all you guys down there had city water.
Well, we do, but it's awfully cold to shower with, so we do like to heat it up.
All I heard is water tank. I didn't hear hot water heater. Got it.
Well, it ain't a hot water heater. It's a cold water heater.
Huh. Captain Obvious never made that connection.
Yeah. Next question is, why do you park in a driveway and drive on a parkway?
Oh, my.
All righty, anyhow. We'll let you get back to the beautiful day. I got to go to the Lowe's and Home Depot and see how much this is going to cost me. You know, I figured if I just had a little fun money and I bought a new laptop. You know, it figures, of course. Off to the hardware. W8FU.
Oh, come on, Sean. We all know you just jump change for you. Jump, jump. Talk to you later. Have fun. Keep it up here.
I remember we inherited a Dodge minivan from my father-in-law. When he passed, we got his minivan. He worked for Chrysler, and he had this. He was old when we got it, but it was really, really low mileage and in perfect condition. And our lease had expired a few months later, and we had this car, and I thought, I don't care. It's paid for. We don't owe a dime on it. I don't have to go out and get another lease. And I was tickled pick. I didn't care what it was. I just liked the fact that I had a late model, low mileage vehicle. And I didn't have no payments, and I could drive that thing. And that son of a bitch got stolen. It's the only car I've ever had stolen. They stole that. At valet parking at Henry Ford Hospital, no less. You know, like, we had it probably 6 months. I'm like, you know, can I ever just, you know, no. All right. I digress. It's KF8BOT. Kilo Fox 8, Baker Oscar Thomas. That's who's sending the crap.
Oh, you just decoded it?
I figured it'd be a KF8.
What was the call, Sean?
KF8, Bravo, Oscar, Tango.
Eric Crawford, Bush Road, Holly, Michigan.
Yep, new guy. Just mistake. Doesn't know he has it on. Because, you know, that's the problem. You don't hear anything on your radio. It's just silently doing that. We all hear it, but the person that's accidentally got it on the radio doesn't.
Right. Yep, I hear you.
All right, well, hopefully he heard me when I called him over on the MAC and let him know. So, good deal. Which machine was he in? Man, if he's in Holly, which of the FBI machines was he on, do you know?
No, sorry, I don't.
All right, well, no big deal. Just, all right, we'll catch you later. Maybe we won't hear it anymore. W8FU.
Okay, 7-3, KBSW.
Knuckleheads on Mayville. Eric, please turn off your APRS. Anything on your B side of your radio is blasting out your call. KD8SWR, W8FU.
Go ahead.
I ended up sending an email. Seems like it's stopped since then.
I also sent him an email, so... But I didn't get no reply.
Nor did I. So, yeah, you know, people are embarrassed when they do something, you know, they don't intend on it. The best thing to do is just kind of like go, you know, yeah, my bad, took care of it. That's the best way to handle it. Because when you don't reply out of embarrassment, then people think, well, did he get it or not? Is he still clueless? You know, whatever. But I think, based on not hearing it for a while, I think we got it.
Okay, I get back to what I'm doing. I just heard you call me, so... Working, trying to figure out this real speed sensor. Thanks. Chat you later. Keep it up, Sylvia.
All right, catch you later. W8FU.
W8FU, W8FU, this is N8WRO, Richmond. W8FU, Sean, if you're available, this is N8WRO.
Hey, Sean, that guy's on VHF, if you want to jump over there. Keep it up here. W8FU, W8FU, KBSW.
Yo!
Yeah, did you copy all that on VHF?
I literally just got back in the car. Had to make a stop.
Okay, Eric was over on VHF talking to somebody from down there. I don't know. I don't know who it was, but I'm sure he's probably listening here anyways. Eric said that, yeah, it was done by mistake, so you were right on that one. He's got it corrected now.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's good to just get confirmation that he got the message and it's all set. So I've done the same. Not the end of the world. All right, very good. I'm glad that he responded.
Yep, sounds good. I am too. All right, just wanted to let you know, pass it along. KBSW here, back to working on our real speed sensor.
All right, catch you later. I'll be at FU.
W8FU, N8WRO, Richmond.
Well, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you as well. That was me. I caught his call sign when I was monitoring 7.2, and he had no clue. So, but he went inside and took care of it. So all is well now.
Yeah, it's funny because when it comes to a repeater, especially multiple repeaters over a network, yeah, you don't always catch it because by the time the repeater reacts and network lag and all that other stuff, I got lucky and I decoded it once. So I called out for him a couple of times. Wasn't sure if he heard me or not. And then I emailed him, and I guess Jeff emailed him as well. So I'm glad that one of us finally got through one way or the other. So, but I have the same radio. And it's a little deceiving because if you turn that beaconing on and you think it's assigned to the APRS channel that you have in your radio, but it's not. It's global, and anything in the B band on that radio will beacon. It doesn't matter what you got it on. So it's kind of tricky.
Yeah, he just figured that out just a few minutes ago. Exactly what you said. He says, "Oh my gosh, I've been all over." And, he doesn't know it's happening when it's happening. So, he took care of it right away once I mentioned it. So, all is good. I try to, the only way I got to do this, put the DigiLink on one of my radios. And I was trying to do it yesterday because I heard it yesterday. But as fate would have it, every time I had it all set up, it would stop. So, there you go. Anyways, it's resolved. All set then. N8WRO, Tim Richmond, after you, Sean.
Yep, happens to everybody. There's other certain things that happen. Somebody gets a node and they end up linking a couple of things together that they shouldn't. That's another one of those rite of passage things. know, if you learn, you know, and you listen, and you know, a lot of times you don't know enough about the technology, like that linking thing in All-Star, you know, until it hits you, it doesn't click, you know, and then, but when it does, it's like you never make that mistake again, and so there's several things like that. So, okay, anyhow, I'm going to get inside the grocery store here, do a little grocery shopping, and get on with my day. What a beautiful day it is. Catch you later, Tim. W8FU.
Have a good one, Sean. And AWRO.
The sun's gone. I'm going to connect to Chief Coaster Flame. BHL making dumb jokes. And at APX testing. Man, I can never find my Topo Chico.
You're probably not looking in the right place.
No. They got it where I'm going. Come on, move. What's up with this guy? Anyhow, no, they got it, but they're always out. So, I know I could find it. It's just a long drive.
Okay, what is it, and where do you get it?
It is a sparkling water called Topo Chico. And you can get it at Kroger Marketplace, which is where I just left. And around here, I can't think of anywhere else. Myers doesn't carry it. I know they got it at some of the higher-end places, you know, but they charge accordingly. So I usually get it for between $12 and $14 for a 12-pack, so a buck a piece. But you go to, like, Holiday Market down here, fancy, and, you know, they're up over $20 for a 12-pack, so that's crazy.
Yeah, so what is it, a flavored sparkling water or something, or no-cal thing? What's so good about it?
Sparkling water with a, they got a hint of lime, they got a hint of grapefruit, and they got a plain. I always get the hint of grapefruit. And I just like to have those iced up in the fridge when it's warm. It's my go-to.
Oh, okay. There's so many kinds of those things. You never know. I was just at Costco this morning, and they were sampling some muffins. So other thing that's all like lemon plus other hints of like blueberry or lime or whatever else, but light, slightly carbonated. It was pretty good. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, so this of course is zero cal, you know, it's a sparkling water. And I just like it. I suppose if I tried some other ones I might find another, but these seem to be the go-to. They're getting quite popular, but they're not everywhere yet. Kroger Marketplace, like I said, in the higher end, like places, you know, probably got them at Westbourne Market, probably got it at Holiday, probably not at Hollywood. I know that the normal Kroger doesn't carry it. So, the Kroger by my kids, they generally have it, unless they got a run on it. I don't know, it's not stocking the shelves quite as robustly as I think demand entails. It seems like it flies off the shelf, particularly the grapefruit.
Comment?
Yeah, okay. Well, I was thinking maybe Bush's mine. I don't know if you have Bush's out where you are. Go ahead, comment.
This is Doug in Allen Park, KFH, DRJ, the drink that you seek is at Walmart or Target.
They got Topo Chico at Target, literally right across the street from the restaurant. Man, if that's the case, I'm going to kick myself. That is the closest place to my house that could possibly have stuff like that.
How about that? Well, according to the internet, yes.
If you can believe what's on the internet.
Well, I won't do Walmart, but if they had it, I might do a curbside with them for that. But, boy, it'd be nice if Target had it. Boy, how easy would that be, huh?
Well, I'm just watching the U.S. Open, and I heard you talking about it, looked it up real quick, and thought, all right, I'll give you a hand. Anyway, you guys are at two, so I'll jump back out. This is Doug, KF8DRJ, down in Allen Park. I'll be clear.
Close to Jake's call. Okay. Give me the name of that stuff one more time. Topo what?
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Jump in anytime. I'm going to guess you're on the 175 machine, being down there. Yeah, Topo, T-O-P-O, Chico, C-H-I-C-O, Topo Chico. Comes in a yellow cardboard box, and it's got lime, you know, green highlights on the bottom, if it's the lime. It's got great pinkish kind of on the bottom, if it's... the grapefruit. So anyhow, Topo Chico, and like I said, it's in a yellow cardboard box. It comes in 12 packs.
Well, I don't see any around in our travel zone. Make a mental note. ABPR, Marine Mobile.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I have a couple places that are you know, that have it that I haven't really searched out because I generally am able to get it at those locations. But the last couple of times I went to my marketplace Kroger here, they had the lime and they had the plain, but they didn't have the grapefruit. And I really do prefer the grapefruit. It's like a squirt light, you know. I mean, it's not sweet at all, but, all right, anyhow, I'm pulling up at home. I got to unload some groceries, and I'm going to Target. W-8-F-U.
Okay, well, when I get home, if you're home later, I want to run a test on the B-25. I found a timer for that display about the call and the ID, but it does something a little weird, and I got to try to test it with another signal. So, talk to you later, ABPR.
All righty, I should be home within the hour, and just give me a bump, and I'll be listening. I'll be 8FU. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to Target we go. No Topo Chico at Target. Costco. Not a member. But, yeah, they had, Target had Topo Chico, but I forgot they sell six packs of this blended drink, which is not the same as the sparkling waters. Those you can get most anywhere. The sparkling waters you can't get too many places.
Yeah, we get the Topo Chico sparkling at Costco. Sorry, can't help.
Sure you can. You can suit up, you can go to Costco and buy me a couple of cartons, and you can hand deliver it, and, you know.
Yeah, Yes, I could do that. That would be helpful.
Anyhow, they got it at the Kroger's by the kid. They supposedly have it at the Kroger right here because it's a marketplace. And but they're always out of the grapefruit, which is the one I like. I mean, I can do the lime, but I really like the grapefruit, and because I don't have to do anything with it. With the lime, occasionally I'll squirt just a drop of that one of those lemonade mixers in there, and I don't have to do that. But yeah, so not easy to find right around me.
Well, I'm assuming you meant the lime. No, I don't know about the grapefruit. I know that Costco has lime for sure.
Yeah, Kroger's had all sorts of lime. They're always out of the grapefruit. And that's what I've been finding. I've been finding, you know, more often than not, they're out of the grapefruit and not the lime. The grapefruit to me tastes like kind of a really, really, you know, weak Sprite, squirt. The lime, I like the lime too, and I will get that occasionally. In fact, I almost broke down and got the lime this time, because I do like that. Do you mix it, or do you just drink it straight up?
I rarely drink it, but Stephen drinks a lot of it. He makes it mostly straight up. I'll have it once in a while if I don't drink much cola, so if we're having lunch and it's something spicy or whatever and I just need the bubbles, I'll have some of it, but always the lime. Not much into the flavors myself.
I wonder how those would be in place of tonic in like a gin and topo or a gin and or a vodka and topo. I wonder how that would be, because I do like a gin and tonic, but I don't diet tonic, and the last time I had a regular tonic, it was just as bad the other direction. I've lost my taste for, you know, regular sweet and top. I wonder how something like that would be with gin or vodka.
I don't know. I can find out, but maybe, yeah. I think tonic brings more to the table for flavor, you know, that works well with the gin, but I don't know. It could be. I'll find out.
As I drive past the Costco, I'm going to go to that Value Center. It's in that same shopping complex that, remember that place I introduced you to recently at 14 and Campbell? It's in that same area right there. And I remember I was looking for boysenberry syrup. I went everywhere looking for it. And I had stopped and had a cappuccino and avocado toast at that little Mia's Bakery place two or three times, all in the, you know, while questing for this boysenberry syrup for Andrea. And for grins, I tried it. Might have been even after the last time you and I met there. And they, lo and behold, they had flavored syrups. So I'm on my way there now because I figured if they got me once, maybe they'll surprise me again.
Well, I hope that you're able to find it. I hope they have it and they save your trip from being worse, because that's also not far from you. You can get there on a regular basis if you know that they always have it. Yeah, I remember that. That was a good breakfast. I remember that place.
Now, my gears are all spinning on this Topo Chico with, what about like a lime-flavored vodka? Huh?
Well, that's the thing about vodka is there's little if any flavor, so you can make anything, you know, spiked. You just add some vodka. So you get yourself a nice, refreshing, weak squirt and add some vodka to it and a few rocks, and there you go. You got your Sunday afternoon pepper.
Nice vodka delivery system. But, yeah, I'll have to give that a try. I'll score some. And even either one, grapefruit or lime, would work with the gin or vodka. The problem with flavored vodkas is you're not getting,
you know, you're not getting gray goose or better if you're getting into the flavored vodkas, I would think.
I do think you're right. You know, I was going to comment here on the Ham Shack hotline, or the HOIP. That NAPC, you know, called me on the phone and got me all set up, got it going. Before adding all the other stuff, I thought, well, I'll add the amateur wire, you know, line 2 extension on there. And it was not connecting, and I double-checked all the settings and went into their website, and sure enough, that IP was also banned. So, to put in a request ticket to unban the IP, again, not real sure why, but I guess numerous connect requests with the wrong credentials or something like that was enough for them to say that goes on the bad boy list. So, once I get this all set up, I'll be less fussy about it, but it's all way outside of my knowledge base. You know, when this guy was on the phone, I was talking to him, and he was going on about this type of provisioning and this server, and, oh, yeah, Handtrack Hotline was doing this. So I'm like, I don't even know what letters you're talking about, guy.
KSAJFB Mobile.
If that's you, Max, you're not making it. Yeah, it looks like it's somebody on Mobile. Must have been Freddy. Turn it on analog, maybe I'll keep it up still here.
WAFU, this is KFAEAT, got a copy.
I'm sorry, who was that? The fine bell was hello.
KF8EAT, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
Yeah, you're coming in fine. I think I've talked to you before. Remind me your name. This is Phil, baby Pia.
Luke here. I'm up in Birch, off the Bird Repeater.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. Which repeater?
I believe the BERT repeater. I'm just south of Saginaw.
Okay, very good. Well, it's definitely making it down here in the Detroit area. So, all connected on the All-Star.
Currently coming in on a Baofeng AR5RM with just a little rubber ducky, but I am planning to get a new radio. I got one in my cart right now. Looking at getting the FTX1 Optima.
Oh, that sounds nice. I haven't talked to anybody who's got one of those yet. They look really, really slick. I got an FTDX10, which I really like.
You said the FTX10?
see you, Jim. Okay, I think I lost you. Did you copy that?
I did copy that. I wasn't actually looking more at the all mode radios right now. Just kind of dabbling my feet into where I want to go. I like the Optima because it does do up to 100 watts at the high frequency. I think it's only 50 watts at the VHF, UHF, but that's kind of where I was kind of wanting to put my feet in the water at.
Yeah, okay. I've also got an FT-991A, which is, VHF, UHF, HF backup. The FT-DX10 has a much better receiver, though, on at least on HF.
I got this. From what I've read and kind of seen, I think the Optima, FTS1 Optima, has kind of a, I don't want to say upgrade, but a mobile version of the 991.
Yeah, well, I think it's, it's a new generation. It's got the, I think it's got the SDR receiver, which the 991 does not have, plus all the other advances they've made in the last number of years. I mean, 991, I think it's already a 10-year-old radio. I think it's been around that long.
Yeah, I've only really, truly deep-dived into the hobby in the last year, and the 991 seemed like a very good radio, but with this, I'm just kind of looking to get into something right off the bat that's new. I don't know why I'm getting it, honestly.
Because it's fun to get new equipment and play around with it and learn it. I used to be, anytime anything new came out, I'd grab it, use it for a while, sell it, then get the next greatest thing. It's just, the latest and greatest.
I guess, yeah. I don't know, I'm just looking for something that can really let me play around, listen on the stuff I can't talk on yet, but also allow me to grow in the future, and that one just seemed like the right place to start. Plus, with I just got a decent raise at work, and it's kind of a self-treat thing.
All right, sounds good. All right, I got to get back to what I was doing here, so nice talking to you, Luke, and probably talk to you down the road. So, 7-3s. Beautiful sunset, at least where we were just a short time ago, with smoke from the Canadian wildfires, so if you can still see it, take a look. Catch you later, ABAPR 73.
Alright, 73, catch you later, KFAAT.
Go ahead, Chad.